It's the guys.
I can hear you guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, can you hear
All
me?
right. Did you say something? I'm just kidding.
Oh God, that's
Wait,
good.
let me put you guys on the top so I go. I can just look with each eye. Wow, long time.
I'll put myself in
It
the
has been.
middle.
When was the last one?
And
Few weeks ago.
before. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Or before the holidays, one of the two.
Just days ago.
All right,
Yeah,
production
it's
meeting.
insane.
I can't. I know. I want to talk Buffett, and I want to talk TV. I got all excited. I
So two
forgot
podcasts in
what
one.
you said. I didn't put this on my calendar. Well, let's just start the thing, huh?
Sure.
What's the
That's
date?
your call.
Year is 2024, and it's the 18th of April. And you're listening to Wasting Away on the North Coast with Amigo Schmo.
Mikey.
Mike.
Ah, gotcha.
You did.
What is
Like,
everybody drinking? I got some.
no way. What do you got? Oh, barrel proof?
I got the
Yeah,
traditional.
it's not super rare, right? Wait.
Or is it small batch?
It's small batch.
Okay, I couldn't read it. I have Elijah, but I have Toasted Barrel.
Okay.
I thought
Yeah,
you were going to hold up Toasted Barrel.
this I'm christening bourbon season. This I'm christening bourbon season.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm putting it over ice. I don't usually do this, but I wanted to. Well, guys.
Nothing going on. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
well, we have stuff to talk about, and I don't want to. I don't know. I should have published an agenda or something.
I got a few. I jotted down a few of the recent happenings, but I mean, it's not like we can make a big deal out of them because I didn't record anything. I didn't, keep a lot of track of anything, but I do have like a half a dozen topics that have happened since January.
Well, pick a smaller one. We'll build up to the
Well, going chronological, there was January 25th was Buffett Day in Florida, where they released a specialty license plate and officially named A1A as Jimmy Buffett Memorial Highway.
Oh, that's right.
I never got a chance to see the specialty license plate, but I have a feeling I'm going to be inserting it into the video in post-production.
Interesting.
And
That's awesome.
there was a whole deal about Scotty Emmerich was going to perform Buffett songs on the Capitol steps, and I thought that was pretty cool. And then I actually saw, no, I didn't actually. It was just an Instagram video, but it was just him on the steps playing into a microphone. So it's like, well, anybody could do that. And he just looked like a busker. It didn't look like a celebrity, a Buffett-related celebrity was out there. It just looked like he was, playing for quarters. Or dollars, probably now. And
Well,
I can insert that
politicians,
too.
they probably don't, they're probably cheap politicians.
This
Yeah,
was. We have to talk HUD into getting those plates down there.
yeah, there we go.
Yeah, because he can do it.
Yeah,
And
just he
Wally,
just
he's got to
has
get
to.
some too.
He just has to. What's that? What'd you
Wally
say?
too.
Yes. All right.
All our
I'm taking
Florida
notes.
friends, they have to get these plates.
I'm
I
taking
don't
notes.
think I have anything else about that. Although, they also announced that a date in August is going to be permanent Jimmy Buffett Day. This was just Jimmy Buffett Day because of the stuff they were doing. But they also named some day in August, and I really should have remembered what day it was. But there's a day in August that's going to be permanent Jimmy Buffett Day.
I guess they can't make it his birthday.
That's already taken.
Yeah. Okay, so Wally HUD license
I suppose
plates.
I could look that up right now.
So Wally, if you're listening, HUD, you're not listening. You got to get license plates.
We
Or at least
demand
one,
it.
if you agree.
August 30 is going to be known as Jimmy Buffett Day.
All right.
So that'll be our next podcast, probably.
At this rate.
Yeah,
Actually, probably be right after it because we'll forget about it and then go, oh, shoot, we shouldn't have podcasted.
No,
And Joe will say, I didn't
we're
write it on
turning
my
over a new leaf.
calendar.
We've been slowly. We need to reinvent this. And I want to do it like the old days, have homework and stuff, which
He
we
says this
had
every
before
time,
this.
every single time.
There was talk about, I think we were going to podcast in November, and then we just decided not to because Thanksgiving was too close. Christmas is like there's no podcasting in December. We just can't do it.
No. And January's cold, you
Somehow,
know.
yeah, why would we
February's
get
got
together and talk about
Valentine's
Buffett in the
Day.
middle of
You know,
January?
it's cold. We can't go out and do anything. We have nothing to do.
Nah.
We can't podcast.
Yep.
And then,
And
especially
February's
like
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I
Christmas is
forgot when
busy, but we have
February
days
slipped
off of
by, and
work.
then March, Mike had his stupid vacation to
Yeah,
go
I had
to, so we couldn't
vacation.
podcast in March.
I had to go to Margaritaville, which would have been a cool place to have the podcast from,
Yeah,
but
a one person podcast.
yeah.
But you couldn't
And I
even
didn't
manage
record
that now,
anything.
could
You
you?
didn't send anything.
I didn't record a thing. I didn't record a thing. No. And in fact, it was like the second day there. That's when the whole mess with my dog came up. So I didn't know if I might have, I thought I would have to leave. I didn't think I was going to be able to stay the whole duration.
What mess with your dog?
We boarded him like we always do.
Oh.
Every time we go on vacation, we take him to the same place. It's not a, you know, it's not like he's never been to this place before. They know him. We take him to the same place, and then like the next day, I get this call. It might have been 2 days. I think it's the second day after, because by then he stopped eating. He didn't eat. He didn't drink. And
It's on
by
a
that
hunger
point,
strike.
yeah. And at that point, he didn't even stand up anymore. He was done. He just gave it up.
Yeah.
He gave up the ghost.
He said, "This is it. This is where I
He
go."
said, yeah,
You just
these people
howled.
drop me off.
Oh.
I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah. I told him I never want to come back to this place again.
He didn't listen. I'm here. I'm out. So they pretty much called and said, hey, look, you gotta come and get him. You gotta take him to a vet. I don't think he's gonna make it. So luckily, Brian was able to get over there for me. So because he's actually the emergency contact after me, they called him. And then I arranged for him to go there and pick him up, and he had to pick him up off the floor, carry him into his truck and
That
stuff.
must have been tough. Your
That
dog is
was,
a pony.
yeah, he's like 75 pounds. So yeah, he picked him up, carried him out of there, and then instead of taking him to the vet, he kind of got encouraged. He thought he seemed like he perked up a little bit when he saw him. So we figured, well, let's just take him to his house,
Take him to McDonald's and then bring him back to
get him an ice cream. No, so we said, okay, well, let's try that. Maybe he'll come around or whatever. And then, yeah, sure enough, he started to perk up. Brian got him to eat and to drink a little bit,
He
and
hadn't been forgotten.
yeah, Brian, he got perked up when he saw
And
Brian.
he goes, okay, I guess I'll live with the younger one.
Yeah. At least I recognize this guy.
If you had video, this could be your TikTok right there with a VO and a
I
bunch
know.
of annoying captions across it.
So
And
yeah, so
then turn it into a two-parter. You have to subscribe
yeah.
before
We'll
I get
have
to the
to
second
follow
part.
you or something.
One of two, yeah.
And use the fake voice. One of the fake
Oh,
voices.
yeah.
We dropped him off at the vet or whatever.
At the
Veet.
Yeah,
Yeah.
she's
We drop
so
it. We drop it him off.
well, he's doing better now.
Yeah, he's back to his normal self, what he was before. I mean, he's 15, so he's not
Yeah.
spry, you know, but I still take him. He's been to the vet a couple times since then on his usual monthly visits, because he goes and gets these shots to keep him going,
What are these
yeah.
shots you say?
One of them is it's called Librela, and it's like the fountain of youth for dogs. It
Landshark?
like, yeah, you should look into this.
No,
They
I've heard of
should bottle
this.
it.
Is this just for dogs?
Yeah. Yeah,
I've heard of
Librela.
this.
And in fact, Kirsten told me about it. She said, "Oh, you should check into that for Bo." And I said, "Well, okay, I'll ask." And then
Got
because
some
they
more.
hadn't, go ahead, Mick. Sorry.
Oh, no, you finish your story. I just had a stupid comment.
Oh, that's all right. We always welcome
We
stupid
live for
comments.
stupid comments.
That's what we're all about. That's the should be our byline. So anyway, yes. Yeah, so he goes. He already was on Ataquan, and then now they added Librela, and he seems to be doing pretty good. He's okay. It's back to pre-trip
Good for Bo.
strength. Yeah, but
I
yeah, he
think I
almost ruined it. I almost had
forgot
to cut this trip short. Now you
my
went
stupid
to
comment, so we're
Fort
safe.
Myers Beach, or what's it called anyway?
We stayed in Cape Coral, so we flew into Fort Myers. We drove up to Fort Myers Beach. That's where the Margaritaville is. So
Yeah,
we
how?
stayed there two, was it two nights? Yeah, I think we had two nights at that Margaritaville Beach Resort. It's the newest one there in Florida.
Yeah.
And then we stayed down at a house in Cape Coral. That's over closer to where Hud lives. But yeah, the Margaritaville was awesome. It was like it's the theme park. A Buffett theme park, you know, for adults. It's
Yeah.
like, there's lyric quotes all over the place, all over the walls and stuff, and all the restaurants are Buffett themed and everything. It's just
And
that's.
now, how was it? How was the service, the food and stuff? I'm
Oh,
not five
everything was
star.
great. It was
Good.
great. Yeah. The
'Cause you
thing
hear
is,
bad things sometimes.
I know you do. But I can't say anything bad. We went to the JWB Grill. It's the fancy restaurant there.
This I'm
So,
wearing these things and you guys are on my laptop, not in my ear.
oh well, you can listen to both if you want. It's fine.
No, I mean, all this time I had him in my ear, nothing's coming out of my ear. I mean,
jeez.
I could just hear you.
It looked
I don't know
cool.
where the I don't know where the mic why that happened, where the mic is, but I'll just keep it like this. I'm
Right
sorry.
here. Well, you can do that in your settings, in your audio settings.
Right. But I guess this is going okay.
Well,
Well,
it
except
was
your
till you
video's
dropped
gone.
out.
I clicked
Now you're
stop
back.
video for no reason. I just started clicking things.
I
Way
gotta
to
put me
go.
back on the bottom
It
there.
showed up and I clicked it.
Way to go.
Anyway, so that you
Oh, yeah, now he moved around. Yeah, I gotta move.
I'm getting to why I'm really asking, but anyway, for our listener, how is so the at least the Fort Myers Margaritaville was you can't say anything bad about it.
No. The only thing you could say bad is everything was expensive. It was like,
Probably more expensive than it should be, and it's not a five star or whatever. It's
yeah, it's got to be pretty close to a five star. It had everything. I mean, it was like,
ketchup and
yeah, they had, a number of bars, huge pool like on the beach side. You had to walk over there's a street there. That runs along the shoreline, and
yeah.
so half the resort is on the inside of that, and then the other half is like on the beach side. And to
Okay.
get to the pool and what do they call it, the Fins Up Club or Fins Club, you walk over this walkway to get
Okay.
over there.
We
Yeah,
saw them breaking ground and stuff, or they were going to, and it was on the inside. That's what I
yeah.
just assumed.
And it was way smaller than it turned out to be when what we saw. It was pretty contained. This is sprawling all over the
Yeah,
place.
right.
It's
Okay.
huge, just huge. And then yeah, so they had this the beach club across the street. That's where they in the mornings they played like this awesome playlist. It's like live Buffett stuff and Buffett-y type music. It's all great until like right about 1 o'clock, and then then they have like live entertainment. And the live entertainment is good. They start off with that, and then the guy's actually a DJ, and then he switches over to like DJed music, and then it's essentially a dance club. So
Okay.
by then it's like time to get up and head back over to go to the chill, licensed chill bar, and
Not
then you
even
can.
like disco versions of Buffett tunes or
No.
disco
It's
mixes.
no, it's straight up dance stuff. It's for the
Yeah.
kids. For the teens stuff. So yeah, us old folks, you pack it in and go back across the street to the
Migrate across
yeah.
in
Every
your
song is
cargo
11
shorts and
seconds. Go back to the licensed to chill bar, which is awesome. That was nice too. But again, everything's on the expensive side.
yeah.
So.
Were Well, go ahead, finish your trip
Well,
stuff,
of
and then.
course, but that's all new. We didn't really stray off of the campus there too much. We did a little bit, but they're not fixed yet from that hurricane.
Yeah, you
Yeah,
said.
the pier's down. It's only still down to the pilings. They haven't rebuilt anything on that. That restaurant that we went to that was right next to the pier, still gone.
Wow.
That's not, that's still not rebuilt. I don't know that they've even decided on the on what's going to be there. And even that main drag that you walk up, some of the places are still like just shells. That's crazy. You wouldn't
Wow.
think like 2 years later, but you know, there's it's still taking some time.
Did you
But you know
fish
what
the
you do?
pilings? You could have, people were.
Well, you have to.
What
Yeah.
you do is you breathe in and you breathe out and you move on.
And they
And they
did,
did.
and they all did, yeah.
Could that be why it was expensive, or was it just that one restaurant that was
No, I
expensive?
think it's, I remember the Hollywood one was pretty expensive too. Maybe not quite this expensive, but that was a few years ago. So I think this is probably the going rate.
I was reading, I mean, I was reading the, some of this stuff and what they think, and people were, some people are complaining. That's why I mean, and I have an idea of what the place is like, similar to Margaritaville Tequila or something. You know, it's going to be cool, but it's. And they said how Key West and Hollywood are the two best, but people bitch about those two. But it was kind of universal. People were saying the Hollywood one and the Key West one. But maybe
That's
that's the
Hollywood,
only ones they've been to.
Florida, right? Hollywood,
Yes. And I
Florida.
think Key West has closed since then. I don't think that's there anymore.
Well, something. Well, that, yeah, I have to see because we're going to Key West in May.
I don't think you're staying at
But the
Margaritaville
plan was to
then.
stay there, but she was looking into that and.
Well, maybe if you sneak in the back way and
Yeah,
sleep in
I
the
don't think it's
hallways.
there anymore. I could be
Really?
wrong.
That's what I thought too. I said I thought it was gone. Or something's there. Well, okay, I'll see because I don't have to stay, but if it is there, then I would. So that's interesting.
Yeah, look into that. I might be
Well,
gone.
yeah, of course. I mean, she can't make reservations if they don't exist.
Yeah, well,
Unless you
and if you're going in
less.
May and you don't have reservations yet, well,
Yeah.
I don't
That's
know
what I
if you're
mean,
staying
but she
anywhere.
I'm under the impression she did. She has done this. Okay. Well, I'll see.
Okay, well, yeah, it'll be interesting to get your
Because our
take on it.
original the place we went to
Angie.
the first time, the Ritz Resort was booked.
Ooh.
That was nice. I was spoiled because that's where we stood. I mean, just a block away from Duval Street on the same side of the island as the street performers, and we had everything there. And then we had the whole pier and everything on the other side where we could go get stuff to drink and eat. And yeah, that was a good, that was cool.
The Ritz has Riz.
And they had a destination wedding there. And
Yeah, they have facilities, yeah,
yeah,
for
I
that
mean, they
stuff.
did. I'm like, where do they? I mean, they didn't, it didn't seem, nobody looked like, you know, they weren't above me. They're all younger and had little kids, and they're all staying at this place, and it was expensive. She had
That's
points.
what Schmo yelled as he was being dragged back into the hotel. Yeah, above me.
You don't know me.
Just because you have little kids.
No, baby, I was doing the Scott Peistrack of adding up all what how much it should cost. You know, all these family members and stuff. It was just, you know, it was nuts, but whatever.
Yeah, they had like a banquet type facility there right next to them. They had like a lawn, artificial grass, big lawn area that they would, they had tables and stuff. They had a couple little events, small ones. But I could see they could do weddings there too.
Yeah, this was probably a smaller wedding. It was right on the grass. There's no real beach right there with the ocean right there. It was cool.
I thought it was great. I loved it. I would do it again. It was, you know, it's just brace yourself to pay a lot of money. And I don't know that again, because Fort Myers is so new, there's no discounts. Everything was full price. I think you can get discounted rates at the Hollywood one and ones that have been around for a while.
Yeah, we're just gonna do the same thing, spend a night, couple nights. That's the plan, and then stay and have another place. But it kept, yeah. We might stay in Key Largo for a couple nights and then go down to Key West.
But food was good, drinks were good, music was good. They had live stuff too, so.
Yeah, that's cool. I love live music. Not enough. We get to see Wally's got to go play there.
Yeah, see? And there's a reason for us to get there then. Again. So, but that was
So
cool.
that was your vacation here. You went off.
That was first week of March. We did that, and then stayed there in Cape Coral. Had pretty decent weather. It wasn't as warm as it usually is, but it was a heck of a lot warmer than here, so
Yeah.
was nice to get away. And now I don't know that I can get away again because I can't leave my dog anywhere.
Yeah, that's right. You said that. We did
Yeah.
go see Colin Hay, some live music, speaking of live music, and talk about this. They are that obscure music.
Yeah, and I don't think I'm gonna be dragging Amber to any of those anymore. I don't think she
I just found out
Yeah.
something to jump
enjoyed.
ahead in my list, to jump to June 30th in my list.
Wow, that's a big
That's
jump.
Peter and Brendan Mayer are going to be performing on the Sip and Sail Sunset Cruise on the Straits of Mackinac.
Oh, wow.
And if you go to the Sip and Sail Sunset Cruise on the Straits of Mackinac, it shows just like a private event. It doesn't say anything about Peter and Brendan Mayer being there. So I don't know. I guess you have to email them for tickets. You just can't order tickets. But that sounds
Is
like something.
Brendan his son?
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds like something that'd be really cool.
That
I
would
wouldn't
be, yeah,
mind.
it
I wouldn't
does.
mind listening to Peter Mayer while I sit and sail under the Mackinac Bridge.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. That is cool. Well,
And
speaking
that's like a one
June
day trip too.
29th, save the date though. June 29th is at my house, a birthday party.
Oh.
Or just a party, no presents, just come because I have to do something. Now, no surprise, like Mike's big surprise. No.
Cool.
So,
June
yeah.
29th, that's my brother's birthday. Let
Okay.
me add that into my
Bring
calendar
Jim.
right now.
Maybe we can make him play.
Yeah.
And I
We'll
can
put him to
pretend.
work
On his birthday.
and
Birthday.
you can like put a garden hose or something and make me pretend that I'm on the streets of Mackinac.
Yeah, well, there's a pool. You could float. I have a lot of floaties.
Yeah, you could pretend you're
I don't want to
floating
hear
in the
about that
streets of
kind of
Mackinac.
crap. Just in my huge pool that pretty soon you see a picture of in Facebook.
Tiny schmo. It's getting that close or
It
closer to
is.
that time of year again.
We open it, you know. I better check real quick because I just changed
Cool. I already
plans.
added it to my calendar, so it better come true.
Tiny schmo. That's the beginning, official beginning of summer when you see tiny schmo.
I put that up on our Instagram. I
Yes.
wonder how many photos away it was. Probably like two.
It's just such a ridiculous picture. And Patty loves it so much.
Yeah.
One, two, three,
When I saw
four,
your pool in
five.
person, I didn't know it was the same. Wait a minute, what's
So weird.
is this the same
Such a weird.
pool?
Five photos away.
You know, I mean, I was there. Deborah took the picture, put it on Facebook before I even knew. I'm like, what? What is this picture?
And I put it up last year, and we've only put up four photos since then.
We'll put it like we open the pool May 3rd, so that you might see it then.
Let summer begin.
Yeah. So, anyway, so we're going to then in later in May we're going to key the Keys and stuff. Well, before I get
Well,
sucked into that, I'm gonna start
there
talking TV.
we go. Oh, no, what? Before we get sucked into that, we have to do more Buffett stuff.
That's what I mean.
Oh, that's the
Oh, I
TV?
thought he was going right into TV. No, I mean, I said before I start talking TV, we have to
Oh,
do the Buffett stuff.
okay. Well, I
That's
got
what.
some Hulu stuff to talk about, which took place on February 16th,
Is this Buffett related?
2024.
Are we were we
Yes, it's Buffett related.
Okay, all right.
Look,
Amy
let's just
talk
share.
on TV. We just said that we're not gonna talk.
Yeah,
I
but
know.
this is a TV show.
All of a sudden he's the
This is a TV
Talking
show
Pots.
that's on Hulu. It's done by Amy Schumer and Michael Cera. It's called Life and Beth. And season two, I never even heard of the show, and now it's in season two.
Impressive.
Episode two had Jimmy's last on-screen appearance.
Is that right? I had
It
never
was,
heard of
yeah, I
it.
was going to ask if you guys
Oh,
were
you
even
know,
aware of that because I didn't hear about it till after it happened.
nope.
Last weekend,
It was
I
shot
had to be.
in New Orleans, and Jimmy appeared as a busker on the sidewalk
I
singing
will
"I Will
play
Play
the
for Gumbo."
gumbo.
He's in the
Really?
background.
How did you not
They're
know
walking
this?
along the sidewalk,
Thank you. Too bad of
and
caviar,
he's
but
just
that's okay.
singing "I Will
I'll
Play
take
for
the can
Gumbo," and
from
they
the
give
house.
him,
Okay.
you know, a
Will ya?
tip, and they keep walking. He says
Will
thank you,
ya?
and they
Now
keep
I can hear
walking,
Jimmy
and then
waiting
he
for me.
stays in the background
Hi,
singing the song while they
Jimmy.
continue doing their dialogue, their
Okay, I want to be
conversation.
with him.
Wow. And
Jeez.
Jimmy looks great. It's so cool to see him looking really healthy compared to the recent glimpses of him. I don't know when it
Yeah.
was shot, but it came out. It was released on February 16th. So obviously this was shot in probably mid 2023, maybe early 2023. I don't know what kind of production schedule they
Well,
have.
the when was the there was the strikes and stuff too. That
Oh
probably
yeah.
maybe some maybe that part was filmed before the strike and they didn't finish the season
Yeah,
yet till after
maybe
the
it
strike.
was in 2022. I don't
It
know.
was something.
I don't remember the
Okay.
dates of the strikes.
Smartless podcast. I just listened as I was painting. I listened to podcasts and stuff. And Amy Schumer. It was the Amy Schumer
That's
one.
where I found out about it.
Okay, yeah.
That's where I
And then
found out about
he
it. And
said something
I
about.
researched it. I found it. I think she mentioned it was episode two, or IMDb told me it was episode two. So I didn't have to watch the entire season to find it. But it's in episode two, and it's, I don't even remember where it is because I just skimmed the episode to find it.
What did she say in the back? So I all of a sudden they were talking about Buffett and Will Ar and the we're going to get to the concert that happened. Will Arnett was there, so he's doing the podcast too, and he was talking about Jane and stuff. And I'm like, for some reason they're talking about Buffett's death, and you know, but that's why I must have, you know, I didn't hear, didn't listen to
I
everything.
didn't know there was a. I wondered what the connection was with Will Arnett because I don't remember him in
But
any
he wasn't
other.
on Life
It
and Beth
turns out
either.
Buffett was a friend of everybody. I mean,
Apparently. Apparently.
literally,
There's
not
people
just everybody's
apparently.
friend, but a friend to everybody.
Yeah, what a crowd they had. All this, what a selection of people.
I told you back at football season when a Smartless podcast, Will Arnett mentioned that Jimmy Buffett, you know, had died and was just talking about how, you know, his music and all this stuff. And he was like broken up about it. And you listen, I listen in a weird order. Plus they're published in a weird, you know, not. They try not to be too topical, but he did mention that. And yeah, then I saw him on stage. Yeah, that's where he mentioned it. Then I heard this podcast this week, which was published, I think, probably in coinciding with the season two of this thing coming out too. And she
No,
was
it's already
funny
been
with
out.
them,
It's, it
hilarious.
it premiered in February.
That's what I mean. The podcast might have been before
Oh.
then. And I just listened to it this weekend. I'm like,
Well, let me
whoa.
check. Let me check. Smartless.
Yeah, I can check
Where
too.
do we
Jeez.
go?
But that's weird. And I was gonna
There we
say
go.
he was talking about Jane and she's a sweet lady, but him
It
and
came out
Amy Schumer.
March 11.
Oh, okay.
The Smartless podcast with Amy Schumer came out March 11. My
Ah.
other story is March 22nd, I found out that HD Tracks, one of my favorite sites to peruse on a Friday morning when they announced their new releases, had three Buffett albums come out, just unbeknownst to me, remastered to HD audio, 96 kilohertz, 24-bit. Compared to CD, CD is 44 kilohertz, 16 bit. This is 96 kilohertz, 24 bit. So it sounds a lot nicer. And it was, I can't even remember the titles now, so I have to look these up. It was Living and Dying in Three Quarter Time, even though they're on my computer, One Particular Harbor, and Fruitcakes. And then just yesterday, there was a release of all these remasters hitting vinyl.
Final. I saw that one.
And
Yeah.
everybody was going, oh great, they're so expensive to buy on the third part, second party, what is it, third? So
Like third
I was
party.
so excited to see these remasters because they also mentioned Living and Dying in Three Quarter Time, One Particular Harbor, and Fruitcakes. And I realized, oh my gosh, I've gotten the vinyl masters early. And so it was very cool. And I was just gonna click on that. Oh, there we are. And then I looked at the list. And it lists Livin' and Dinin' Three Quarter Time, One Particular Harbor, and Fruitcakes is coming out on June 7th. So I got the remasters way earlier than the people that are vinyl fans. But it also means I have to wait till July 12th for the next set of three masters to come out. Unless these masters are going to come out earlier than vinyl, too. The next set is White Sport Coat, Havana Daydreaming, and Banana Wind. So I'm really looking forward to White Sport Coat. Havana Daydreaming, and Banana Wind is like, Banana Wind? That's the one they chose? Banana Wind.
Oh, there's some good stuff on there. I like that one.
Yeah, but it's all acoustic. It's just the same. Everything
That's going to
sounds the
sound great.
same. That was my complaint when I first heard the CD. It's like all these songs sound the same.
That's going to
My
sound great.
brother's accusation about Buffett has become true. All the songs sound the same on this album.
Yeah, people
He
say
added
that. I think my
quickly.
wife says that all
Yeah.
the time. I'm like,
Colin Hay, everything sounds the
yeah,
same.
Colin Hay,
Both
both
but
87s,
the
right?
third release in August, because these are all coming out all these are coming out all over the summer. The August 16 release is the Holy Triumvirate of Changes, Son of a Sailor, and Volcano.
There you
So that
go.
would be awesome to get.
Yep. There you go.
Maybe this is
Now,
opportunity to
the
this was
peak.
to
So
so a
I'm really
few
hoping that
weeks.
my HD tracks remasters show up earlier than these vinyl remasters.
So a few weeks ago, Mick, you texted us this in pure excitement, and neither
Yeah,
one of us
yeah. And yeah,
responded.
every
Yeah, I didn't know
I
what
knew it.
he was so excited,
I even
and I
talked
read
about it.
it. I
I
felt so
commented
bad.
about it on Buffett News. I actually commented about it on Buffett News. And nobody said a freaking
See,
word. It's like all you need to do, people,
but this
is
vinyl announced,
buy one
this
of these
vinyl
cool, it's
announcement.
called a DAC. Buy one of these, plug it into your computer. Here's the little headphone outlet right here. This goes into your computer. This gives you HD audio coming out of your
Really?
computer. That's all you need. And you also need speakers or headphones that can handle high def audio coming out.
Not
Yeah,
these.
yeah.
No, you don't want to listen. You don't want to listen to HD audio on your U on your I was going to say USB headphones, but that's like all headphones. On your stupid little Zoom headphones.
Yeah.
No, you want
Just a joke.
these are my audio headphones right here. That's how they are. They're COS Porta Pros, and that's what I like.
That's
And
cool. I'm
they're pretty
interested.
decent. They're only like $40, but the thing is, they wear out easily. For one thing, the foam really wears out. But then I found out you can buy a $6 foam replacement, which will save me a fortune.
But is
Just
it high
replacing
def foam? I should say.
that doesn't mean anything. It's the speakers in
I'm
it.
such a dick sometimes.
High
Quit being a
def.
dick.
The
But anyway, we were
phone
happy
just
for you.
protects my ears.
We didn't know, it's one of those things like I don't know what to say. I'll respond later in
Exactly.
person if it
Same
happens.
thing. Same thing.
Yeah.
I knew I was
But
happy
you
about
got to
it.
respond right away, else you're
I had to let my excitement out though, because I was so thrilled.
No, that's what we're
Because
here for.
every midnight, Thursday or Thursday night, well, actually Friday morning at midnight, they release their email for the weekend about new releases. And I saw the photo from Livin' and Dinin' Three Quarter Time, and I could not believe it. And I thought that was incredible as is. And then when I went to the site, they hid the fact that they'd also released Fruitcakes and One Particular Harbor. And when I saw One Particular Harbor, I thought that was awesome because One Particular Harbor is good. It's got a
I'm
lot of
gonna
great
text my
songs.
podcast buddies, and they're gonna be all excited too.
It's got a lot of great
Crickets,
songs, but it
crickets.
doesn't sound all that great. But the high def remaster sounds really good. The thing is, I think they really just boosted the audio. They just did a dynamic compression on it. I don't think they actually went through the master tapes and like remixed it for digital sound. But anyway, it sounds good. It sounds really good. And I've been listening to those three albums, Living and Dying, One Particular Harbor, and Freaks a lot the last couple of weeks. It's like breathe new life into the albums because I've been listening to them a lot.
Well, we're gonna, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna
And now
start doing
they're all
album.
crowing about, oh, they're going to be on vinyl.
No,
The thing is,
that was big news. You told us a text, we said nothing. All of a sudden, all over the last couple of days or whatever, all over social media is how they're gonna be these
the vinyl.
vinyls. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
the same remaster from Geffen
I heard nothing
and
about that
Universal
before,
Music
except for
or
Mickey.
UME, I think, UME and Geffen are releasing these masters on vinyl. And but the thing is, the cool thing about the vinyl is they're doing all the original artwork. They're doing gatefold covers, and one particular harbor has that full color inset. It
Yeah.
wasn't a gatefold, but it did have an inset in the inner sleeve part where, Buffett's in his, it looks like a canoe with a little thing against his ear, some kind of speaker against his ear. And I think that
That's my
was.
question. That's what I was going to ask. So they're going to do the original gatefolds, and everybody's online going, the gatefolds
One
were at
particular harbor has a
MCA.
back cover again at last.
Constant. MCA had the gatefolds, but then ABC Records took them away. It's the opposite. It's
It's the opposite.
crazy. And I but I'm not getting sucked in and saying anything, you know.
But it's weird how the record companies were different than the original, because it wasn't MCA. It wasn't, no, it was ABC.
ABC was first.
ABC Dunhill was the original ones.
Yes, right, it
Then
was.
MCA. And then now it's UME. I thought it was UMI originally, but now it's UME and Geffen. Geffen has a couple of them, which didn't exist before. So I guess Geffen took over a couple of the albums.
Yeah, that's
Now
yeah. It
the
was just driving
vinyl.
me crazy because I just wanted to say no, they didn't have the gate. I'm trying to set everybody straight, but I still didn't
Oh
know till
God,
just now
there are
what
so
the
many
new.
idiot comments on Buffett News, on the Buffett News group on Facebook. Oh my God. So many stupid comments. I
I know.
just drives me crazy, and I can't, I want to hold back because, but then again, I'm not even sure what they are, but I know they're wrong, but I don't know the true answer.
Aren't the actual records like pressed in colored vinyl now? Aren't they doing like special colors and everything?
I believe some of them are. I don't know if all of them are, but some of them are.
So I might have to buy something. Jeez, because I have all this vinyl, but
I know, and I have the vinyls, and I have a lot of ABC stuff. And in fact, I think I have the original ABCs. Yeah, I finally got them some years ago, and I
would be
have. That's the
cool.
only albums I have.
It would be cool to get just the artwork because I don't have any. I never bought any Buffett vinyl ever. I don't have any Buffett vinyl because I never bought it. Was on CD by the time I bought it. Matter of fact, that was the reason for me to buy it as the CDs got released, because I never bought the vinyl.
Well, even as the CDs came out, I would still buy the vinyl if it was available. I would buy both
For a while,
because
I did that. I don't know if I stopped or they just stopped. I can't remember.
I think
And
they stopped
I think they
eventually.
stopped,
It
and
was
now
some.
it again.
Yeah, it was around after Florida's was the last one where they actually put an effort into the vinyl. And then after
Yeah.
that, it seemed they were putting more of an effort into the CD releases.
All
At
right. Well,
least
this
the
was a
CD
cool. I remember
boxes.
buying both for a while.
Well, this is what we're going to do. Production meeting. We're going to review these albums as they come out, or as they're announced. So if we review them, but I know we've done them before. But let's do some kind of quick review. I got some ideas. I'll send you guys stuff. We're going to do a little quick
Well,
format
I can do the
overview.
first three. I don't know about you guys, but I can do
Yeah,
Living and
you
Dying
can
at
talk about how
Tropicana,
they
One Particular
sound.
Harbor,
We can
and
just.
Fruitcakes.
You're right.
They
You can
sound the
talk about
same.
these.
They sound the same. They're just louder, which I
Okay. Well,
think
I'll
is what
listen
they're
to it
doing.
and I'll just turn it
And
up.
Geffen has been accused of just taking the original master and just adding compression to them, dynamic compression to them, to just make them louder, make the quiet parts louder, and the loud parts are the same level. So it's just like a smaller little sound footprint. Instead of a broad, nice sounding footprint, now it's a smaller. Oh, I did that wrong. Now it's a smaller footprint, so the loud is the same length, loudness, but the quiet parts are louder. So it's just that. I mean, it sounds the same. It's not a remix remaster. They didn't go
Yeah,
back and
I'd like
change all the levels. They just made it
that'd be
louder.
cool
Everything's
to
louder.
remix it. I'd like that'd be cool if they had actually remixed it. And
That's for
then
another time.
vinyls.
After you buy all of these, then they'll do some more. And then you'll have to buy those.
Well, they're doing six more. For people that haven't bought them on HD tracks, they're going to do nine more. And for people like me that already bought the first three, then they're going to do six more. It just cracks me up that I went through vinyl thinking, oh God, there's got to be something better than this. And then they finally come
Now
out
we're
on
buying vinyl.
CD. And I'm going, oh, thank God, there's no background noise. I can actually just listen to the music the way it was recorded. And now everybody's going, I hate CD. Let's go back to vinyl. It's like, what
It's
do
not
you do? What are you
natural.
thinking?
They're not it's like fake or something. There's nothing extra. They just want to put the vinyl on and act like these are what a, I don't know what generation this is, but they're like they invented
It's
vinyl.
nostalgia, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not nostalgia because they're
It's not
younger.
even
It's some
nostalgia.
older.
Right, well,
It's just like
it's just
false
being
nostalgia.
contrary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They think, oh, this is the right way to listen to them. No, it's, they would have kept making them. But,
Mm-hmm.
yeah, we're the ones that put the things on and clean the albums and listen to them. And
And
yeah,
wish we had something
nostalgia
better.
for
Yeah.
us.
Why can't I listen to something where it's just the music instead
I
of
don't want to hear all
crackle and
this
scratches and
scratchiness.
my footsteps when I walk across the room? I just want to hear the music. So they come out with CD and it's like, oh, this is great. And it gets better as it goes along.
Yeah, digital and everything. And that's what you always said. I was waiting for that. And now we're just getting, they're doing this vinyl. We're going to buy them just for
But it
decoration. We
doesn't
don't have to
sound as
play them.
warm enough. But the HD audio is what they've been talking about. I mean, this is so much better. It's better than vinyl, it's better than CD.
Yeah.
Neil Young was saying he never wanted to release his albums on CD because they didn't sound as good. But when he heard HD audio, he said, okay, now I'll release my audio. So there you go. It supersedes vinyl. You idiot.
Now, see, we're it's idiocracy. We're gonna go back. We're
Yeah. Yeah, just for the
going
sake
back
of
to
it. Not for
vinyl.
any reason, just 'cause. Anyway, that was my story. Where am I?
Drink
Do I have to go
Gatorade.
back to here we go. Nope, there we go. That was my third story. Fourth story was April 6, 2024. HUD told us that Mac McAnally was on Radio Margaritaville with Eric Darkin from Daytona. They were broadcasting a Mac McAnally concert because they can't broadcast new Buffett concerts. So I recorded the concert, but did you guys listen to it after HUD told you about it?
Wait, did Hunt? I told.
I thought
I
Joe
did.
told
I
us.
told. I
Did
was going to
you?
say, is there a
There are
text
too
right
many.
now? Yeah, there
HUD's
better be.
taking credit
There
For
are too many texts
Joe's
all at
tip.
once.
No,
Let me
okay. No, it's
check.
cool. I just want to make sure I didn't miss. Yes, I told you guys because it was on and I was going out to dinner with Deborah
Yeah,
up in
and I
Troy.
listened to it. I put it on like right
Yeah.
after you said
Did
that.
it? Okay. It started 7 and I parked and everything and went to the restaurant like at 7:20. So I listened like the first 10, 15, 20 minutes. And then we were done, like after 9, I turned it on
Oh, it
and
is Schmo.
I listened to it
Schmo
all the way
pod
home. And after I
Schmo
got,
texted at 7:20 p.m. on Saturday, April 6th, 7:20 p.m. Eastern Time, Eastern Daylight Time.
I was walking to the restaurant from the car. I
And
already dropped it.
Mac is live in Daytona right now on Radio Margaritaville.
But I turned it on and they were just introducing him. He hadn't started yet.
He was at
So
Morton's Steakhouse.
I
And
heard the name,
HUD
but
was.
I.
Joe was at Morton's Steakhouse.
Yeah,
That's
I
what I said.
was.
He. That's what I meant by
Oh, okay. I
he.
thought you meant Buffett
Because,
or
well,
McAnally.
Joe
Like
just
Texas
talked about a
Steakhouse.
steakhouse. So I was mentioning he was at Morton's
I
Steakhouse.
was at Morton's. I didn't want to drop the. I didn't want to give them free advertising, but if I
Okay.
text,
Well, fuck
fine.
them then. They suck.
Yeah, but then when I got out, it was after 9, I think, or something, or close to 9, and I listened to them all the way home. And when I got home, I turned it on,
It was a
and
2-hour
it, was
concert.
it replayed? So I must
No,
have
it
heard
was a long
replay.
thing. It was a long thing.
But no, it came out at 7, and I listened to like 10:30.
Oh, then maybe they did replay it. I
But
turned
what
the
was
volume. I
funny
don't
is
think so.
I
I
didn't
don't
hear
think
any,
so. Unless it
or
was an
maybe.
hour concert and it sounded like a 2-hour concert. HUD was
But if
at
he was
Cheap
still like
Trick
at
and
10:30.
Ario.
I heard all new stuff. I heard the beginning, and then I when I in the car later, and I'm like, is this just still going on? Maybe I was eating dinner for an hour and a half.
It was a long show, I will say that.
Yes.
It was
And
cool. He was talking, and he was talking in there, and
the
he,
best part were the stories and the
yeah,
setups.
and not just Buffett, other stuff. And it, this is the kind of show we were supposed to see at the Detroit Athletic Club, but
Exactly. Exactly.
it cost $1,500 a ticket or something.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask that because I don't recall ever following up on that.
Yes, I did, and it was like $1,500 for a table or something.
Yeah, I was thinking
Jesus.
it was like $700, but yeah, it was cheap. That's our
No, there were
portion of
so
the
many at a
table.
table.
Yeah.
I might be $700 a ticket. It was something weird. And I talked to someone with email that was part of it. But then he put another show nearby, right? And the athletic club was one day, and that's one
They
HUD originally told us about.
played at the capital of Tennessee, like the Tennessee House of Representatives or something like that, the day before. And then they did this concert and they broadcast the Daytona one.
It was
The
great. It was
this
great.
the Daytona one that was at the Latitude Margaritaville. It's like the Buffett real estate venture, right? It's one of their properties. They have that Latitude.
Yeah, where I have to go now that I'm retiring, I have to
You
move
you have
away.
to move
Yeah,
there. You have
you
to.
have
Except Wheel of Fortune won't let me.
to retire.
I'm supposed to win one other
Oh, you got
contest.
to win it. I see.
And they
I
just
see.
won't let me. They keep keeping me
All
from it. That's
right.
not
Well,
nice.
anyway, that's why I wanted to talk about that. That was great what I heard of it, which I heard a lot of it. And I talked to Deborah,
But
I had to keep
I
an eye on
heard
it on the way home.
there was like another live performance, and a lot of it was the same. A lot of it was the same because I
Yeah, I
heard some of the
imagine.
same songs and some of the same stories.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
But that
I
was
don't
great.
remember what that was, but I
But
do
I
recall
did
hearing about it.
record it, but there will not be a concert roundup. Sorry, everybody, because I have not listened to my recording.
All
I
right.
wasn't really, impressed with the concert, the parts of the concert I did hear. That was nice. It was
Yeah, it
nice to
was
hear the old
nice.
Buffett songs. It was nice to hear the stories. It's like, eh, I'm not impressed.
Really? I
I
like
thought
hearing
it
the
was fun.
stories.
It was fun, and
It was
I heard
okay.
some of the stories before.
It hit the spot all of a sudden out of clear blue. Oh, this is going on. And I listened to it. I rarely do this. We got home. I turned it on Sirius on the radio thing and on Alexa, whatever, and listened to it.
And it
It was
was
just cool.
okay. It was part of my reaction to the great big Hollywood Bowl Keep the Party Going tribute concert.
There we go.
Did you guys?
Okay.
I know we didn't watch it because it wasn't broadcast, but did you check out any of the YouTube videos or Instagram videos or TikTok videos?
I saw a bunch of the TikTok stuff.
Yeah, and Instagram and Reels. Wait, whatever Facebook has, which is like Instagram. But I hadn't gone to YouTube and looked at anything, so I don't know if there's some longer clips or anything. I
Well,
didn't do that.
somebody on Facebook was bragging about, I know this was professionally shot because these, and he linked to some guy's playlist, and it was just stuff that was shot off the screen because
Oh.
the audio was definitely recorded in the audience. It was not soundboard mix at all. It was just recorded from the
Come
audience
on,
because you could hear people.
dumbass.
Yeah, you could hear people on, either side of you talking. And it's like, that's not concert audio.
It
The
was cool to
world is
see all
full
these
of
clips.
stupid people.
I like to see it, and I saw some close clips, of them singing Margaritaville closer on the
Yeah, different
right-hand side of the
angles.
stage. Yeah, different angles and real close, and the right-hand people, because I kept just seeing the left-hand people a lot and stuff. And then I saw a lot of pictures and stuff like that. So it looked cool. You know what? The most Buffety guy there seemed to be Paul McCartney.
I
He's the
did
only one
not
who
see
got
Paul McCartney.
Margarita. Yeah, but he
Ironically, I
probably
did
was.
not see Paul McCartney.
He was
I
there
did
the
not
whole
watch.
time.
I saw him. I did not watch Paul McCartney. I mean, I know he was there.
Yeah,
Yeah,
he was
and
just sitting there with the margarita and singing or
yeah.
whatever.
His song, it was great to hear him. Well, and he introed it, and then, he sang the song. He kind of struggled through the song.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's his
Yeah.
voice now. That's the
Yeah.
reason I don't want to
Ooh.
see him anymore.
Wow, it was tough, but it was
He's
great to
lost
hear
his
him. Couple
voice.
albums, like they're cool little songs and stuff, but his voice, he has a tough
Yeah,
time singing that
he
stuff.
can handle being recorded. He can handle it album, in the recording studio. He can handle album vocals, but live, I have not wanted to see him again in years. I feel bad saying that, but it's like I'd rather remember the way you did sound than listen to the way you sound now.
Yeah.
Forgot
But
what I was going to say.
it was cool to hear him and so yeah, his
I
section
wish
was
he would
really
have
cool.
done a Buffett song, though. I can understand why he did Let It Be, but
I know, but it's I
I
can't
wish he
it,
would have belted
that
out
song is just,
Volcano.
every
That
time
would have been
it's
so
on, I have
cool.
to
Or
listen
Why
to
Don't
it.
We Get Drunk and Screw? That would
Yeah,
have been
yeah,
so
yeah.
great.
Well, I don't think
like really knows the Buffett songs. He kind of like he didn't like pick up the words in Margaritaville very well.
Yeah, and I think there must have been, they were looking down at words. I noticed when I had the close-up angles, they were looking down at something.
So any performances, are the other performances stand out?
Well, the
What you saw?
Zac Brown thing was cool because they did that. In fact, I think that the song comes out today, right? Officially.
Tomorrow.
Is it
Tomorrow.
tomorrow? Poets and Parrots, or which is a great song. I like it. I think they did a good job with that.
Yeah, I saw somebody else got hung up on that too, got the dates wrong. It's the 19th, not the 18th, and the
Okay.
19th. 19th is Friday.
Okay.
Because that's when most,
That's usually that's when they do
it's,
it.
it used to be Tuesday, but now most music comes out on Friday.
Friday. Yeah.
Yep. That
I'll
was
have
pretty
to.
good. What's some of the other ones I saw? I've
Maybe
seen a
it's
few.
up. Maybe it's
I
up
heard a lot
already.
of things about Brandi Carlile and
Oh yeah.
Sheryl Crow.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Brandy.
She sounded great. Sheryl Crow,
Oh,
didn't sound so great, but
no. When she did the Margaritaville, it's all I
yeah.
saw of Sheryl Crow. Yeah,
Yeah.
she was.
Did Sheryl
Brandy
Crow
was.
do Come Monday? Is she the one that did Come Monday?
Oh, there's Brandy, wasn't it?
What
Was
I
it
think it
Brandi
was.
Carlile? I think it
Okay.
was.
Yeah, she
See, I
did
should
two
know
Buffett
this, but
songs, right?
I should
I'm
know
pretty sure it was
this.
Come Monday. But she's always going to outshine Ellie's, but she can sing live.
Because that was the first clip I saw, and as soon as I heard it, there was some woman sitting next to the guy that was recording it who was struggling to sing along. And that's when I realized, oh, thank God I didn't go to this concert. Because I was concerned about the cash that would be required and the logistics of actually traveling there and all that crap. But then as soon as I saw that clip, it was like, oh, I forgot about the people that would be there.
Yeah.
Oh, because this woman was just struggling to hit the high note. And it's like, oh, shut up.
I never seriously considered going because I just knew it would be, I don't know, I thought it would be too costly, too hard
Yeah,
to get
yeah.
out there. I just didn't think I could pull it off. Although it's, and that was in the middle of a week. You couldn't plan it around like a long weekend or something.
Yeah, but there's still that first thought of, ooh, maybe I can make this. And then I
Yeah, oh, for
realized,
sure. I for sure thought about it.
I don't want to be there because there'd be a crowd of people that would annoy me there. And sure enough, even on video, on a video clip, there's this woman sitting to the right of the guy that's recording it who won't shut up. So that's why I should just back off. I should not host this podcast because I do not have the same joie de vivre and upbeat personality to host this kind of thing. Because I hate people. Why am I hosting this about a podcast about a guy who loved people? I hate people.
HUD is on the podcast, ladies and well,
He's the
yeah,
anti-Buffett.
I would just like to have had it broadcast and all that, which I
Yeah.
hope something's
I
going to
would
happen.
buy it if they had a if they offered a stream right now, I would pay for it.
What about if they put
Physical
it out
media on
physical
vinyl.
media? Yeah.
I'd get it.
Yes, I would.
Vinyl. I would. I
No,
would
I
buy the
would.
DVD.
I would buy the DVD and then stick it in
Yes.
the checkout
But
stand.
they actually revealed who's responsible for the fact that it did not get broadcast live, and his name is Don Henley.
Really? What?
Yes.
What?
He put his foot down and said, I will not have this broadcast live. And
Why?
they
I don't
said, okay,
understand.
Don Henley,
Huh. Well,
you
yeah,
are
I'm
such
glad.
a fan of Boys of Summer, so we better do what you say.
Yeah, because that's his song that he played. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that song, but yeah, he looks so old. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
he's all
forgot that.
gray. Come on, all that gray hair.
Yeah.
What's wrong with gray hair, son of a
Oh,
bitch?
look at me. Yeah.
There.
He's totally gray.
What's wrong with being totally gray?
No, yeah, I
Oh.
don't know. The mic was bringing it up.
Why are you
You
guys
just look.
pissing me off all
Last
of a
time I
sudden?
saw,
I'm hitting pause on this son of a bitch.
Last time I saw him, he didn't look like that. That's why, or his last album or whatever. But
Yeah, he
maybe,
stopped dyeing his hair or whatever. Yeah.
yeah, exactly. It just didn't know it was him.
I didn't realize that he put the kibosh on that. That's a
Oh, they
shame.
revealed it. I can't remember who said it, but they revealed it.
Well, then, so
Suddenly
what?
remembered
Go
what I was searching for.
put out the stream now. I'll pay for he can get paid.
Yeah.
Have him get a share.
Or they can do this show and cut him out of it. Just don't have his thing
Yeah,
as.
just edit. Mick's good at editing.
Yeah.
Just edit around.
Oh, suddenly I'm doing this.
Sure, you could
Well, they
do
just don't have his song.
it.
And then when he's
Randy
in L.A.,
Carlisle did Come Monday.
they just put, like, I don't know, some cartoon character over him.
The other performance that got me was, I think it was Jack Johnson doing Lovely Cruise. And I thought,
Yes.
what a great song
I
for
didn't
that
hear the whole
concert.
thing, but that was a good, I heard just a little morsel of it, and it was good.
Did I get the
Right.
name right? Jack Johnson?
Jack Johnson,
Yeah.
yep. I thought he did it, but I wasn't sure.
And the Brandi Carlile thing, I did hear that whole song, and that was good. She's just got a unique voice, and I don't know, she just,
And she hits all the notes,
she
and it
does. And
doesn't
it's
matter.
unique. There's nobody else that sings like that. It's just,
It's so
it was good.
strong, and yeah.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
got it. I got it right. I know his name is Jack Johnson. I just wanted to get the performer and the song matched up correctly.
All right, so I don't know what else. I just saw some clips. Sounds like you saw more than me.
Did you guys see Kenny Chesney?
What did he do?
Changes, I thought. I haven't seen him because I don't give a crap about Kenny Chesney, so
And
I didn't
again,
look at the clip.
I'm watching on TikTok, so I only hear bits and pieces of
Yes,
songs. I don't hear the whole
that's
song.
why you gotta go to YouTube
I
where it's
know, I
longer
know.
than 14 seconds or
Right.
whatever.
Well,
It's 11 seconds.
I didn't even think. Yeah, I'll go to YouTube.
They're releasing stuff the night of. Did you catch that, or was it just the day after?
It was like days after. It was like
No, there
as
was something was going on that night. I was getting like Facebook or
somebody
something.
from Buffett News was, or maybe the guy that does Buffett News was recording video at the concert, and he was releasing a few songs on Facebook,
Yeah,
and I
that's
guess
right.
he got busted, and so there was a big long gap, and then he
Yeah.
started releasing stuff. So I was seeing stuff the night of, but I just didn't care. That's the thing. I really was not interested in this concert because it's like I know I sound all whiny and old, but I'd rather listen to a Buffett album than listen to a bunch of people singing Buffett songs.
Ah, see, I was interested.
Especially
I
when there
was
are
really
people
interested.
sitting next to them that are so loud that they're practically drowning out the
Yeah,
performers.
I'm interested, but I like to see more of this stuff. But it doesn't have to be the all-stars people. There's so many, and it's not really.
No, but they're all there tributing. It's
Yeah,
good. I want to see it. I would pay to see it. I would buy the physical media to
yeah.
sell it. I'll buy it.
No, I would too, but I would
Well,
love to see them go on
I
to
know
some
there are Kenny Chesney
tours.
recordings out there, but I just haven't watched them. So I was just curious if you had
I
seen them,
didn't,
what you
I
thought
don't
of
remember seeing any
his
clip of.
performance, his tribute performance.
I
Apparently,
don't mind
I have to
him.
hit YouTube then because I've been getting all my stuff from TikTok, and that's just like
Yeah, I
bits
didn't
and
even think
pieces.
YouTube. Geez, I'm like,
Wow.
too
That was like the first thing I thought of was
Yeah.
YouTube. I
I
was thinking I
didn't.
could watch the whole concert on YouTube. Probably bootlegged off
I
somebody's
just
cell
figured
phone,
I
but what the
could.
heck?
Somebody would probably post it.
Yeah.
That's probably the way we're going to get to watch it if they don't, But just
I would
the
like to
collection
see,
of people
hopefully,
that were
something
involved in
like
this
that
thing.
happens.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Everybody says, oh, don't. I've seen people say, don't worry, it's going to be released. But no, and not if this Don Henley said, no, it's not going to be.
Well, he said no to a live broadcast.
Okay.
And since they didn't screw up and nobody fell off the stage or set something on fire, then maybe they'll just go, yeah, release it.
I kind of believe it's going to be released at some
Yeah.
point.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to,
But then it's
if
going to
there's
be all
money.
edited. It's not going to be complete and full.
Well,
There are going to be
even
some
then.
songs that are removed, and
Well, what you do
because
is
they
if it
always got to
happens,
get
it's
their
up.
mitts on it and make
Put on
changes.
the, yeah, take songs off or put them on the, put them on twice, like some people do.
I heard that the you, but do you edit this physical media that we would buy, whatever, and you'd have maybe some clips of Buffett himself just thrown in his bumpers throughout, just just, you know what I
Oh,
mean?
you could do
If
a
I
hell
was
of a job
producing
with it.
this, that's what
Absolutely.
I
There's a
would
lot
have
of
my hand in this
opportunity
too.
there.
Yeah.
You
And
could do
so
a
then
real trivia.
it's really a tribute. I mean, they used like his face or his cart, like a sketch or whatever. I mean, right?
Because the
So
family was there, right? It's they're involved. They were
it
involved.
was her thing. It was Jane was like the
And I thought I saw the daughter, Savannah, the older one, was on the stage, right? She was there. One of them.
I didn't notice. I don't know. I forget what she looks like. So I would put bumpers in there and then lead into something that's, you know, that was on the show, and if something can't be saved, whatever, and come up with a little package. That's what I would do. And then I would like to see a Coral Reefer band go on and play tours for a
Well, they're
reason.
already planning to do that. There are already plans of other
Yeah,
concerts.
they have to do something like that. And I don't know, is it
Wouldn't they
enough
get
to?
like an all-star, like Ringo Starr's all, I mean, get other people like from like this, a small version of this, where they get people to join them on the tour for 1 year and then another person? Like,
Can't
can't
remember who said it. If it was it on Buffett World that I saw it?
Was it
The
Matt?
Buffett News has a two column layout now that I find really confusing. So it's simpler for my tiny little brain to use Buffett World now.
So yeah,
But
so
I
maybe
know there's
Jack
another
Johnson
concert.
goes sings a
There's another.
few and
right.
Right? And Mac can sing a few. They
I
could
mean,
do it.
you can do Kenny Chesney, it has to be a stadium. It would be weird. But I mean, like you had, like we talked about this before, the Grateful Dead, the Dead and Company, the Dead and Co. And John Mayer was in there, and then they were selling out complete stadiums. I'm not even asking for that, but I'm like, yeah, Jack Johnson could join him for a tour. It was Corey for Brand with Jack Johnson and somebody else.
Yeah, just pick somebody, or Kenny could do it, or somebody
And
could do
actually,
it.
I don't know if she really exactly fits it, but you know who would do this? Something like this would be Brandi Carlile.
Wouldn't that be awesome, though?
She would do it, you know?
Yeah, it's
So.
it's the tribute. It's you know. It would be huge, and you rotate, keep the party going. Just keep,
Right.
there's
But
different
every
people
summer
stepping
have a
up.
tour and have a different couple headliners.
But now so Kenny Chesney, the tour, Zac Brown is opening, and they're going to do a tribute. And of course, before I knew Zac Brown was even opening, I think I knew Kenny was the tickets were on sale. I didn't buy tickets, the bottom line.
What?
I know. I should have just done it, but so now I'm having second thoughts. Maybe I,
Well,
ah,
no,
damn it.
you buy him secondhand anyway,
Yeah,
even
oh,
if
for
it's
sure.
done.
Yeah, I could
Yeah.
still go, and it's not obscure music, so Amber would go.
So that's summertime. That'd be your summertime concert.
I would maybe do that. I've seen both of them, and
I know. And
I
Zac
don't mind
Brown, I've
Chesney
seen
because
him
he
before.
promotes this kind of stuff. He's going to do the tributes, and he looks like he's taking advantage of it. But he promotes other people's music. He gets obscure artists to join him and stuff like Grace Potter and stuff.
Oh, there's a tribute in Ohio on July 13. And there's also going to be a Fingers Taylor tribute because he passed away. But that's not going to be till October.
Yeah, a lot of stuff in October for
Yeah, it's
whatever
probably
reason.
October 17th or
It's got to
19th,
be the
my
17th.
daughter's birthday.
Yeah. So, the.
Anyway, they have to do this. I know they're going to do something like this. I want to like run it for them, come up with ideas, and everybody just agree. And we,
I
but
think
yeah,
we
Jack
have
Johnson
must
would
have
be a
better
perfect.
ideas than they do, or we don't. I don't know.
I think it'd be cool if they did. I don't know. It probably wouldn't fly, but if they just did a flat out Coral Reefer Club Trini concert and just did instrumentals, but no one would go to that
No, no.
except me.
You couldn't do a Pine Knob for that. You'd have to
You'd
do
like
it
it
at a
because
smaller
no
venue.
other people would be there. It would be just you. Very good.
Yeah. That's his goal.
No,
That's
there would be
awesome.
one other person there. She'll sit by Mick and talk the whole time.
And be in front of Mick holding a balloon
And
I was going to
shouting,
say that
Jackson
earlier. I was going
Brown!
to say, if you went to the Hollywood Bowl, someone would have a balloon in front of you.
That's Mike. Mike's the one that had the balloon in front
That's
of
what I
him.
mean. That's what I was going to tell Mike. You were talking about
Did I
going
have
to
the
Hollywood
balloon, or
Bowl.
I know I had the super tall girl.
No, he had the balloon, and it was that's when we were shouting,
Was it a
"Kill the
parrot balloon?
bird!
Yeah, it
Kill
was
the
like, kill the
bird!" It
bird.
was a parrot, big
Yeah. The
Mylar
tall
parrot
girl, the
balloon.
Amazon girl, was another year.
Yeah.
She must have been like 6'7".
I keep thinking about there's the one concert when the people behind me brought musical instruments, like they wanted to be part of the band. They had like maracas and tambourines, and
Yeah,
it's like,
and Mick was recording.
it's like I didn't show up to listen to you guys. I came to listen to the band. So I just looked back and just shook my head when they were playing really loud. And the guy with the maracas looked over at me and kind of shrugged and said, "Yeah," and he stopped playing. It was cool. It was cool to have that nonverbal communication where it's like, "Yeah, I get it. There's no
Yeah.
reason for me to be playing along."
Yeah, I'm
And
just,
he
well,
didn't even know I was recording.
you knew it was the woman's idea, and he's going along.
Yeah. Plus, like, who comes up with that? Let's irritate everybody around us. How about it, guys?
Yeah, I know.
Or is it just me being such a stick in the mud?
Well, usually yes, but in that case, no.
Yeah, in that case, no.
That was, I can't even remember when that was. That was a few years into my bootlegging. Close to the end, matter of fact. The end
Oh, is the
being,
years all run into each other? I don't
well,
know.
I know when it ended because it was 9/11. That's when my recording ended because they beefed up security everywhere
Yeah, because.
for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And
Everyone.
they were start wanding people and checking for metallic things such as. That would also affect, not such as, but that would also affect my trying to sneak a recorder into the venue. And
Yeah,
it's like, I'm just
a
trying
deadly
to,
recorder, a
make a souvenir of my concert. That's all I'm doing. Anyway.
didn't know he had to go through customs to get in here. Yeah,
Yeah,
did you know?
that was one of my first recordings. The
Yes,
1987 recording.
87,
Yeah.
and it was 80s.
87 was my first
They
full
took the
Buffett
intermission
podcast.
after like four songs or something.
That was I tried my first bootleg was U2 for the Joshua Tree tour, and I was only able to record the beginning and the end of the concert because I only had one cassette to use. But when we showed up for A Parrot Looks at 40, which was the 1987 show, that's when I recorded the
Wow.
whole concert.
And he was turning 40, right, that year, or just did?
Yeah, I don't remember if he turned 40 it was or was turning 40. But that was the Parrot Looks at 40 concert.
Those
For
were the days.
Hot Water, I believe.
That was 88,
I
88.
think that was a Hot Water era concert.
Yeah, that came out in 88.
That's the one for those that listen to concerts off of the Jokelbin server. That's the concert. I actually uploaded that concert to Jokelbin. So that's 1987. July 4th, I think, 1987. I don't know exactly. I should look that up. It's on my computer,
Was
so I
that
should look it
the
up.
year we had multiple shows?
I don't think so.
One year we had three
Now you're
shows.
really quizzing me. No,
Yeah,
he
that was in 87. That was more
No.
like 89, 90, something like
Yeah,
that,
he
where we
did
like.
4th of July a few years at Pine Knob.
Yeah, Greg's birthday.
And there were
Yeah.
also
Mr. Greg.
fireworks in the parking lot that
Was it?
they shot off on the ski hill, not in the parking lot. They didn't shoot them off in the parking lot, but they shot them off the ski hill and you could see them in the parking lot after
Yeah.
the show. So it
Did
was
we go
kind of
to some
cool.
relative years?
That
Was
was 87. That was that concert.
it when Greg tipped the canoe over with
Yeah, after we went on the lake, we
yeah,
changed
lost
in
our
the
tackle
house,
box?
and while I changed in the house, I slipped my recorder into my
Yes.
shorts so I could sneak it into the
Was
venue.
that 87?
Yeah, that was that concert.
Oh, that
I'm
I would guess
losing
that.
my
I was thinking of
balance.
this. I was thinking of that just earlier today. I saw
I
something.
cannot remember where I
I saw, every
put
once
my
in a while, I
stupid
think of
raw
stuff like that
recordings.
and laugh to just myself. Oh, no.
I
Oh, I
don't
know. I saw
remember.
a clip where there was some kind of weird grocery store where you go on these conveyor belts with your cart, and there was an old guy, and it didn't get off the conveyor
Because
belt,
it's
and it stuck,
raw.
and
My
he kept moving, and he went over the
homies.
thing. It's like little shopping carts, and he
My
went over,
homies.
and there was an old lady coming, and she can't stop, and she turned it the other way, and then
Did I do that wrong?
they get together. But the
Ah,
funny thing is,
there
she's
you
trying to
go.
get up, and she put her hand on the handrail and lost her balance, and just slowly kept it on the handrail, so it took her over the guy to the back bend and a flip. There's someone trying to help. And I just thought, or she was saying, oh no, I'm really losing my balance.
I think the first multiple 4th of July we got was in 92. And then he did it again in 93.
We went to like both shows, right? And
We went to
I
all of
went
the
to
shows.
We
I
went to
went
all
to
the
all of them.
shows. One of
Yeah,
those was the
90,
Mr. Cool
92.
shows. No, I meant
92, we had
I thought that was Huey Lewis.
July 3rd, July 4th, and July 5th. 93, we had July 2nd, July 3rd, and July 4th. And I went to all of them. And then 94, the year after, is the big Buckeye Lake concert that I went to alone. And
Oh, that's right.
I talked Mike into going to the 1995 Buckeye Lake concert, and that was the where we got drenched with rain.
And stranded.
And then
93 must have been talking about.
we took Phil to the 96 Buckeye Lake show.
93 Buckeye Lake might have been when
Greg
Greg
went with
was
his
part
no,
of
it
the
was before
Imperium.
me. I did
Yeah,
not record his
93,
show.
I was going to say.
Okay.
Did you? Yeah. I'm guessing you said 94 for you, I think. 93 for
Yeah,
Greg.
94 for me.
But the
93 was
concert was
Greg.
at 2 p.m.
He went, yes.
Yeah, but I knew about it. But it was like, I think that's really cool to have a day-long Buffett concert, like a Buffett
Yeah, but
Lollapalooza.
yo,
So I deliberately went early.
his tickets at 2, so he goes, Buffett comes on at 2. And then so he did get a hotel, and they were going to go home after. Then they found out the gates open, whatever, and there's all these things, and they had kids, and they had to call and say, hey, we're not coming home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been wanting to podcast about this particular concert because I bought tickets for me and Mike, and then Mike backed out at the last minute because of stupid golf. And so I went by myself.
Is that what it was? It was golf.
Yeah, it was something to do with golf. I think it was the championship. Either it was the championship ceremony or the championship golf. And
No,
you
it must have been a
it
golf
couldn't have
trip with
been.
Dick Russell or something.
It was July 16, whatever it was. And you backed out because of
Was it a
golf.
weekend? It was the
I
weekend.
don't
Wasn't
know.
a Saturday or something? That was always a
Maybe.
Saturday, I thought, Buckeye Lake.
Probably. Well, I could look that up too. It'll take a while because that's a lot of clicking to get to
Yeah,
94.
I think you must have had like a golf. Didn't you go on golf things like with Dick Russell and stuff like that?
Yeah, usually it was like Labor Day though.
Still
Up in our lead.
scrolling through the
'Cause you never won the
2000s, now into the
league back then.
1990s.
You never
What's
won the
that?
league back then. You never won the league back
Oh, not
then.
even
Yeah,
close.
July
Yeah.
16, 1994 was a Saturday.
Yeah. Right,
And I went to Buckeye Lake on my own. So, and I kept telling myself this is either the coolest or the dumbest thing I've ever
It
done.
was cool. It was cool.
Just
Logo was
go to the
cool.
concert on my own.
At least you knew it was a day-long Buffett thing, not.
Yeah, I knew ahead of time it would be a day long.
Because I remember Greg telling me, I said, that doesn't make sense, really? He'd be on at night. Well, maybe they have a curfew or something. We talked us into a complete fallacy of rules. And he only went because of that was the old, he didn't go to Pine Knob.
Yeah,
So
well, after we said that he played Cowboy in the Jungle.
all the
Yep,
way
all the
through.
way through.
So he went to Buckeye Lake so he could
Yep, because he wanted to
because he
hear it
missed
too.
it. Yeah, he had to hear it.
And I'm not sure if Buffett played it. I think he didn't play it, but
Yeah,
he
he did.
played Fins
Oh,
twice.
he didn't play, but he played Fins twice.
That's right. He was even because he played Fins twice.
Yeah, that was his bragging rights.
Yes.
The song that he plays at every show.
But
He
he
got
played it
there
twice because there was
twice.
a fire.
Yeah, he was all charged up about that volcano fire too.
But didn't yeah, because there was a big shark that multiple people would move around the hill, like a big flag maybe, but I mean some kind of paper mache shark.
Oh, it
And
was a balloon or
so
something, wasn't it?
yeah, something people made, like a big sign of some sort that they in it, like a Chinese dragon I had in my head, like of a shark, I don't know. And then he played Fins, and then later on he just played it in the set list, and he got, we got to cut a song off. It must be Cowboy in the Jungle. I don't know if that's true. Cowboy Jungle was
It sounds
probably
great,
one of
though.
those songs that was in or out with others
Yeah.
flipped to the. But poor Craig.
But
And
I
he
saw
just
the
wanted
next buck I like.
it's no big deal. Okay, you missed the song.
When
But he
we
heard it
went
and
to
the melody. Yes.
the 95
Likely.
buck I like, I hit myself. I had to change a tire in my garage, and I hit myself in the head with my tire iron, and I had 4 stitches. I still have the scar. Actually, I can't remember if it's here or here. But they gave me 4 stitches and put a Band-Aid on it, and the doctor said, "Don't get it wet." And it's like 2 days later, we go to Ohio, and it was the aftermath, I think, of Hurricane Andrew, and so it was raining from Texas to Canada.
Oh, that's when
And
people were sliding down the hill and stuff.
yeah,
Yeah.
and
Yeah, it
that's
took
when
us
Buffett.
forever to get out of the parking
Well,
lot.
it took me forever to get out of the park when I was alone the year before, because they have one exit. That's what I can't believe.
It took Greg forever.
There was
It took a
one
3 hour. He had to go
exit.
like five
It is dumb.
turn lanes.
It is not designed well, put it
Well,
that way.
I don't think it's a concert venue for one thing. It's a
It's
national.
not a
It's a
concert,
park.
but
It's a
it's a
state
farm.
park,
There's
or
no
something
reason they
like
should
that.
have had concert that large.
And
In many concerts.
that was the concert where he did "You Can't Always Get What You Want." Buffett did "You Can't Always Get What You Want" as the final song.
I never heard that all the way
And
through.
he called us crazy fucking parrot heads.
Yep, it was raining.
Yeah, the
At
whole day.
during
Not
the
just the
show.
concert, the entire day it was raining. And I'm supposed to not get my Band-Aid wet.
I don't remember the Band-Aid.
I had 4 stitches, man.
Just remember all the rain. But that was glorious. That's that song and just that at that time. I remember that.
'96,
Yeah,
we took
memories, man.
Phil. We talked Phil into going to a Buffett concert at Buck Eye Lake, and that was okay. There were no
Is that
stories.
place gone or they
I
just don't
believe
have space?
so.
I think it is. Isn't that we went to a bar nearby. It was right on the
Oh,
lake. Was
I'd have to
that
check my
with Phil?
photos. Yeah, that was with
Okay.
Phil. And we were trying to catch. We didn't want to wait around for the ride back. There was supposed to be a shuttle service, and it took too long.
Yes.
We missed the shuttle service, and we didn't feel like waiting for the next one, so we started walking back. And there was no shoulder to the road, and there's like
No
this,
lights.
yeah, no lights, and there's like a cliff into a swamp, and I'm trying to watch my step.
Didn't the bus pass you as you're walking back at one
Yeah.
point? The shuttle,
But
yes.
we waved it, and it stopped for us, and we got to drive
Oh,
back.
okay.
But that was like halfway through the trip, halfway through the walk back.
But I swear you could see nothing. There was like,
Yeah,
there's no sky,
it was dark, and I don't think it
no
wasn't
moon, no
totally, it wasn't
stars.
totally dark. I don't remember it
Oh,
being
I don't,
totally
I,
dark,
I, you couldn't see a damn thing.
because I was aware of the drop off right next to my shoes, down into a swamp.
Was ridiculously dark.
It's like, boy, when we parked at that bar, it sounded like such a good idea.
Yep.
Well, you just should have waited for the shuttle, even though it takes forever.
Yeah, we should have.
I've had the same thing at other places. I mean, not
My
concerts, but
recordings stop at 97, August of 97 at Pine Knob. So I
wow.
guess I switched to digital, and then I didn't record m much digital after that. I mean, digital tape, DAT.
Yeah, digital tape.
And
Mickey
I
was always
don't
going to the
record.
next thing, and now people want vinyl albums.
90s, I know, right? Going back in time.
Now I've got all these
97, we're
tapes I
so
can't
old.
play.
Like the end, well, last fall, after Buffett passed, I was listening. I went back. I started listening to the early stuff, like quite a bit over and over again. Some brilliant stuff.
It's about the time, yeah, where I just we'll just stick in it. Instead of just always shuffling through songs like crazy, I need to play just albums.
Our pool was finally done at the end of the year. It was done like shortly before Labor Day, so I got to enjoy like, a week or two listening to Buffett tunes, just hanging by the pool here.
Yeah. All right, well. That's life on the North Coast, wasting away.